This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Republicans predicted a national horror movie should U.S. President Donald Trump lose in November, offering dark warnings for the president's diehard base on the opening night of a scaled-down national convention front Monday, even as others tried to broaden Mr. Trump's political appeal. In his remarks, U.S. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise said the stakes in this election could not be higher.
There's a lot at stake. This is an election between a party that wants to burn down the foundations of our country to the ground and a party that wants to rebuild and protect our great nation. The left wants to defund the police. This is personal to me. I wouldn't be here without the bravery and heroism of the men and women in law enforcement who saved my life.
And Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida says there is a clear choice between U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden.
I'm speaking to you from an auditorium emptier than Joe Biden's daily schedule. But we are a nation of full hearts and clear minds. We see the choice clearly: strength or weakness, energy or confusion, success or failure.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy told lawmakers Monday that he has warned allies of U.S. President Trump that the president's repeated attacks on the legitimacy of mail-in ballots are not helpful, but denied that recent changes at the U.S. Postal Service are linked to the November elections. DeJoy, who has come under intense scrutiny over the sweeping policy changes at the U.S. Postal Service, faced new questions on mounting problems at the agency as it prepares to deliver record numbers of ballots this fall. This is VOA News.